very beautiful one.
Okay, gentlemen, so we're on Pei Hei Amud Beis. I think we pretty much finished the Mishnah. We started the Gemara. Let's go over the Gemara again. The Mashano Gael in Yanenu, to that which is relevant to us today. The Gemara says the following. You see where the two dots are in the Gemara, about six lines down. The Gemara looks at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Misa v'yom ha-kipur mechaprim im ha-tshuva. And the Gemara is medayik, im ha-tshuva in, bifnei atzmon lo. It means, let's focus for a minute on Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim in and of itself is not an automatic mechaper, but it rather needs tshuva as well. So the Gemara says, Neima, should we say that our Mishnah is lo, to lo kirebi? It's against Rebbe. Desanya Rebbe Omer al kol aver shebetor bein osa tshuva bein lo asa tshuva Yom HaKippurim mechaper. So it means that according to Rebbe, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper without tshuva, and there's a list of exceptions to that rule. In any event, our mission establishes that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper im ha-tshuva. Rebbe says that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper lelo tshuva. So how do we reconcile this? It could be our Mishnah is against Rebbe. No, the Gemara says even Rebbe could interpret the Mishnah. And the Gemara says the following. Afilu teima Rebbe, tshuva boy Yom HaKippurim. I guess he means that in a case of what we call an avera chamura, we'll have to see exactly what constitutes an avera chamura, then tshuva is not enough to clinch, to complete the kapara process. You need tshuva tola v'yom ha-kippurim is mechaper. The gemara kapara is with Yom HaKippurim. But Yom HaKippurim lo boy tshuva. Yom HaKippurim is an independent mechaper even without tshuva. So when we read the Mishnah now, we want to read the Mishnah from Rebbe's perspective. We really have to give a little bit of a knetch, a kvetch over here. When it says in the Mishnah that Yom HaKippurim mechaprim im ha-tshuva, that's the subject, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is not Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, in fact, is mechaprim without tshuva, according to Rebbe. But what it means is that tshuva itself is not going to be sufficient for an avera chamura, but we need tshuva together with what? With Yom HaKippurim. I think it's a bit of a push, but that's what the Gemara seems to be saying here. And we'll soon see that Tosi Shonim is going to pick up on one dimension of the difficulty in reading the Mishnah. But in general, you know, we would have expected that the Mishnah would have said, according to Rebbe, that tshuva needs Yom HaKippurim in those cases. Instead, the way the Mishnah formulates it, it's Yom HaKippurim's mechaper im ha-tshuva, as if to say that Yom HaKippurim needs tshuva. Really, the thrust of the Mishnah is that tshuva needs Yom HaKippurim. And that's the next line in the Mishnah. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalos, al esei v'al los aser, but v'al chamuros hu tole ad shebo Yom HaKippurim v'yechaper. We'll have a whole sugya in the Gemara as to whether or not all the Tanoim agree or on board that as far as Los Asa is concerned, tshuva itself mechaperes independent of Yom HaKippurim. But one thing is very clear, that there are averos chamuros, and those, with regard to those, tshuva itself independent is not enough to be mechaper, and tshuva now is dependent upon Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara Kapara in these cases of chamuras is with Yom HaKippurim, and tshuva is only part of the deal. Tshuva is only part of the deal. But as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, let's go back to Rebbe. Yom Kippur is an independent mechaper, even without tshuva. So let's just look at the Tosi Shonim for a moment. V'im Tomar, Hacha Mashma, the thrust of the sugya here in reconciling our Mishnah with Rebbe, is Mashma di Yom HaKippurim Ikar. That Yom HaKippurim is certainly superior to tshuva, because tshuva in many cases requires the help of Yom HaKippurim, whereas Yom HaKippurim, according to Rebbe, doesn't require any help at all. V'afilu hachi, he says, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yom HaKippurim mechaper im ha-tshuva. V'kashim ikana masher rogil Rabbeinu Yaakov, meaning Rabbeinu Tam, is lomar, de Talmud Torah tofel legabi derech eretz midiktani yafet talmud Torah im derech eretz. So in other words, what comes after the word im, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is going to be ikar. What comes before the word im is tofel. And here it's very strange, because the Mishnah says Yom HaKippur mechaper im atshuva, which means that tshuva should be ikar, and Yom HaKippurim should be tofel. That's antithetical to Rebbe, because Rebbe certainly puts Yom HaKippurim on a higher level than tshuva, because tshuva doesn't work independently. It's dependent on Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, on the other hand, is an automatic mechaper, independent of tshuva. That makes Yom HaKippurim the ikar, and tshuva relatively the tofel. How could the Mishnah therefore say im ha-tshuva? I don't know if the Tosi Yishonim is exactly asking the same question we asked. We asked the question on the Lashon HaMishnah even without Rabbeinu Tam. Just the strange thing about the Mishnah is that the Mishnah starts with a subject, which is Yom HaKippurim, and ends with the fact that Yom HaKippurim is im ha-tshuva. It sounds like you're qualifying something about Yom HaKippurim, which is absolutely not true according to Rebbe. The thrust of the Mishnah is to qualify tshuva and say the tshuva depends on Yom HaKippurim. But be that as it may, the Tosi Yishonim is not bothered by our question, he's bothered by a different question, and that is the Lashon Im. Im means with the Ikar. And that puts tshuva as the Ikar, which is antithetical to the Shita of Rebbe, because Rebbe would put Yom HaKippurim as the Ikar. So Rebbe said there's a lot to do here in the Tosi Yishonim, but for today's discussion, I'd like to fast forward to one particular line in the Tosi Yishonim. So you might want to count down, say, let's do it together, from the wide lines, if you have the same print as I do, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 lines down, the last 2 words in the 5th line of the wide lines, V'od Yeshlomar. Do you have that? V'od Yeshlomar, the last 2 words in line 5, but again, that's only if you have the same print as I do. If you don't, Yehuda, you'll have to figure it out. 8th line, good. V'od Yeshlomar. Now this V'od Yeshlomar is a revolution in our understanding of Rebbe. Yehuda, if you don't find it, just listen about Pet. It's only 5 words. I think you're intelligent enough to listen. Okay, and then you'll find it. Don't get lost in the sea of words here in Tosi Yishonim. There's a major piece here in the Tosi Yishonim which completely revolutionizes our understanding of Rebbe. Because again, the premise of the Tosi Yishonim is that in Rebbe's frame of reference, what's the Ikar and what's the Tofel? Yom Kippur is the Ikar and Tshuva is the Tofel. Now he changes it totally around. Okay? V'nafochu, as we'd say in terms of Purim. He says, Dila Rebbe Nami, even according to Rebbe, Tzorech Tshuva L'Kapara Gemura. Okay, that word Gemura is gonna haunt us over here. But the basic thrust of what the Tosi Yishonim is being mechadish is that we think that according to Rebbe, Yom HaKippurim stands on its own 2 feet, and it is an independent, automatic, absolute mechaper. Says the Tosi Yishonim, that's not true. He says that even Yom HaKippurim needs tshuva, meaning when we read the Mishnah Im HaTshuva, which according to Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the word im, puts tshuva as the ikar. Even Rebbe agrees that tshuva is the ikar. Why? Because the kapara of Yom HaKippurim, even according to Rebbe, is incomplete. And it needs the clincher of tshuva. Now again, I'm going to fast forward to the next wide line. Tim lokein, lama charev habayis, bishvil avonoseinu, Kevon she Yom HaKippurim mechaper. If Yom HaKippurim is mechaper without tshuva, then how many Yom HaKippurims did Klal Yisrael experience, and yet the bias was nechrav? Okay, maybe you could say it was nechrav because of the 3 exceptions to, you know, Parag Ol, the Megala Panim Torah. But right now, he's assuming that the power of Yom HaKippurim, if you don't accept this revolution, means that there's no possibility of Churban HaBayis. Furthermore, in the Nusach HaTefillah, we say, Mipnei Chataenu, Golinu Meretzenu. Right, we went into Golis because of sin. That seems to be a fundamental principle that reflects itself in the Tefillah over and over again. So tshuva and vidui is absolutely required, according to Rebbe, who needs it? Yom HaKippurim is a chaper without tshuva. So comes along the Tos Yeshan, he says, no, even Rebbe agrees that Yom HaKippurim needs tshuva. However, there is some kapora power in Yom HaKippurim, invested in Yom HaKippurim without tshuva. I mean, he can't rewrite the script. I mean, Rebbe says, I'll call Aver Shabbatar Bein Asa Tshuva Bein Lo Asa Tshuva Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Yeah, but you know what? You have to add another word. Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, a Miktas Kapora, but not a Kapora Gemura. That's his Chiddush. And in essence, what he's saying is that the power of Yom HaKippurim, according to Rebbe, without tshuva, is Mahani Yom HaKippurim Lemayit Mikares. I guess it reduces the severity of the punishment, but nevertheless, you need tshuva. So what we want to spend some time on now is to try to figure out, to rack our brains, and figure out what is Yom HaKippurim according to Rebbe, and what is it not? What kapara does it generate, and what kapara does it not? So before we talk about that, I want to talk to you, I started on Monday, about Soyar Mishtaleach. So let's open up the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva now. Baruch Hashem, Rav Aaron made a photocopy, beautiful photocopy. We all have what? Thank you very much. And we all have a Rambam in front of us. Okay? So the Rambam writes the following. If you didn't get the photocopy, we'll get it to you. There's a Rambam, actually, the original is floating around somewhere. We actually found it after all these days of looking for it.
We found a smaller one.
No,
we found a big one too.
It
was in this room.
Okay. Rabosai, before we start Halacha Beis, let me give you an introduction to Halacha Beis based on Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph would take us a month to learn. But what we need to take out of Halacha Aleph is that the Rambam enumerates a whole list of mechaprim. For example, he's got korbanos, he's got misa, he has isurim, he's got payments, all different mechaprim. But the Rambam says, with regard to all these mechaprim, there's one commonality. They all require tshuva. Tshuva, which the Rambam identifies as vidui, and that itself is a sugya unto itself. How could the Rambam identify tshuva as vidui when he himself in the Koteret has a different definition of tshuva? But be that as it may, every one of the mechaper must be accompanied with tshuva, and the Rambam says tshuva requires what? Vidui. Now he gets to Halacha Beis, and in Halacha Beis, the Soyar Mishtaleach changes the whole picture. Says the Rambam, Soyar Mishtaleach lefishu kaporo lechol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol misvada lov aloshon kol Yisrael, shenemer visvada olav es kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. Now, what's the kapara power of Soyar Mishtaleach? And here the Rambam presents a stark contrast between Halacha Beis and Halacha Aleph, between Soyar Mishtaleach and all the other mechaprim, which the Rambam in Halacha Aleph qualified as being contingent upon tshuva. Says the Rambam, Soyar Mishtaleach mechaper al kol aver shebetorah hakalos viachamuros bein sha'ovar bizodon Bein sha'over b'shkoga, bein sha'hodolo, bein sha'lo hodolo, hakol miskaper b'soyar mishtaleach. Now, Soyar Mishtaleach has this amazing power of kapara, and it encompasses all the averis, both kalos and chamuros. And then the next three words in the Rambam give me a relaxing kind of breath of air, because I assume in the next three words he's going to extend and apply what he formulated in Halacha Aleph to Soyar Mishtaleach and Halacha Beis. Vehu shasa tshuva. How would you translate the word vehu? Vehu means on condition, provided, right? Contingent that he did tshuva. Fine. You know, if the Rambam would have quit while he's ahead, you know, it's called Mosif Gorea, everything would fit into a nice, neat package. The Rambam Aloch Aleph is talking Bizman Azeh, all the different mechaprim that we encounter, and they all have to be accompanied with tshuva. And the Rambam Aloch Beis just points out that the same thing applies at the time of the Migdash, when the Kohen Gadol was Misvad Al Shem Kol Yisrael, on the Soyar Mishtaleach, Vehu Shasa Tshuva. Oh. But the picture gets more complicated. Aval im lo asa tshuva, ein ha soyer mechaper lo ela al hakalos. So we're going to see in a minute how the Rambam defines kalos. But whatever his definition of kalos is, we have for the first time in the Rambam, because you'll see that the Rambam does not pass it like Rebbe with regard to Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim means tshuva. So we have for the first time, according to the Rambam, a koach hamachaper that's not dependent upon tshuva. At least as far as kalos is concerned, only as far as kalos is concerned, soya mishtalech has an amazing kapara power. It doesn't require tshuva. Umayna kalos, and you might think, oh, kalos, you know, that's very limited. Kalos is a pretty broad category. The Rambam says, mayna kalos umayna chamuros. Hachamuros hein haveros shechayovin olem misas bezdin okares. And then the Rambam adds to boot shvua shav v'sheker afal pisha ein b'hem kares harehi min hachamuros. So again, with regard to the Rambam's definition of chamuros, where the soyer requires tshuva, the Rambam basically limits it to misas, to kares and misas bezdin, and then he throws in shvua shav and shvua sheker. But v'shar mitzvos lo sase u'mitzvos sase she'ein b'hem kares, because there are two mitzvos sase that have kares, but for all the mitzvos lo sase and all the mitzvos sase that don't have kares, hein akalos, is the soyer's mechafa without what? Without tshuva. That's pretty amazing. You know, when we ask ourselves the question, how Soya Mishtalech could achieve a kapara without tshuva for all mitzvahs aseh and for all mitzvahs los aseh? That's a very, very mind-boggling question. Again, you could ask the same question with regard to Yom HaKippurim, according to Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that Yom HaKippurim is mechapa without tshuva. Bein shasa tshuva, bein shalo asa tshuva. But now that we have the qualification of the Tosfos Yeshanim, that really, even according to Rebbe, even with regard to Yom HaKippurim, the Iker is what? Tshuva, and the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim without tshuva is a very incomplete one. So then, truth be told, that in that redefinition of Rebbe, as great as Yom HaKippurim is, it really depends upon tshuva. But here we have, with regard to Soya Mishtalech, an amazing halacha that it's mechaper even without tshuva for kalos, and kalos include all the losases, all the mitzvahsaseh, as long as there's no kares. It only becomes an avera chamura from kares and above, again with the exception of shvua shav.
That contradicts the first halacha.
Oh, what question are you going to ask? I hope that you're going to ask the same question as me.
Again,
Sholem. Right.
Okay.
But that's not the Soya Mishtalech. In other words, again, you need tshuva. What do you say?
It's a contradiction, though.
No, because again, the Rambam is talking about Soya Mishtalech. In Halacha Aleph, he doesn't breathe a word about Soya Mishtalech.
Right, but in the same world, there was Soya Mishtalech.
Oh, you're asking the following question. In other words, if Soya Mishtalech is Mechat, yeah, but that's not for Chai V'Krisus. So I need a Chatos for Chai V'Krisus. Correct? Because if I don't do tshuva, then Soya Mishtalech is not Mechapa on a Chai V'Krisus. Okay, Shalom, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, you read it beautifully. You have a melodious voice. But so what's your point? Again, we need the Soya Mishtalech. The Soya Mishtalech is mechaper only with tshuva as far as Chai V'Krisus is concerned. Tshuva is going to accompany the Karma Chatos, or as you call it, Chatat. I don't care whether you say it in Avrasvar, it says the same thing. All right? So again, Shalom, there's no contradiction between the Rambam. I'm just pointing out that the Rambam, with regard to Soya Mishtalech, is saying something amazing. That the Soya Mishtalech has a power for all mitzvahs aseh and all mitzvahs lo aseh, with the exception of Shvua Shav, Shvua Sheker, to be mechaper without what? without tshuva. Now, how does the Rambam paskin as far as Yom HaKippurim? Take a look on the same page. If you have to open it up, Shalom. So take a look on the end of Halacha Gimel. V'itzumo shel Yom HaKippurim mechaper. What's the next word? Lashovim. You know, you got to do tshuva. It means that the Rambam does not accept Rebbe that Yom HaKippurim has the power of being mechaper without tshuva. And then, if we take Halacha Aleph together with Sof Halacha Gimel, we can honestly say that the only possible mechaper without tshuva is what? Sorry, is the Sarah Hashem. I'm just telling you.
Isn't Gimel talking about the case of Mikdash is not saying you don't have this?
Okay, good. So now you have another question. What would the Rambam hold, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, whether or not Yom HaKippurim has the power to be mechaper? Maybe, you know, that becomes very complicated. That's
even without Sarim Mishtalech?
No, maybe there's a combination of Sarim Mishtalech together with Tshuva, which can effectuate a Kapara without Tshuva as far as Kalos are concerned. Okay, but that's not for us today. What we want to focus our attention on is the power of the Sarim Mishtalech to be Mechaper without Tshuva for Averos Kalos.
Is the Bibi of the Kohen Gadol on the Sarim Mishtalech have any... Does it add to the
Karas Mishtalech? It seems like it's a separate mitzvah of Vidui. Because again, the Sarim Mishtalech is mechaper for both Averus and Chamur, Averus Kalos and Averus Chamurus. Okay. We're both saying, just give me 5 minutes, okay? I apologize, this is the last year this month, and I want to talk to you about Masechta the Brachos at the end of the year. So give me a few minutes, if you don't mind. I mean, I put a lot of emotional energy into this year, and more than that. I mean, I've been thinking about this for years. So I can't answer all your questions, but let me at least present one thesis. What I want to do now is ask you the following question. How do you classify Averos Kalos and Averos Chamurus? Let's take a look at Halacha Dalet. The Rambam in Halacha Dalet tells us that Tshuva is a Mechaper. Tshuva Mechaperis. And he says the following. The Rambam differentiates between two classes of mitzvos with regard to tshuva. Yesh averos shemiskaprim b'shaitom. Again, the word b'shaitom here in my translation, in my understanding, means independent, without any other mechaper. V'yesh averos she'ein miskaprim el yachar zman. It means these averos are so severe that tshuva alone is not sufficient to be mechaper. They need another mechaper. Ketzad. Of our Adam, al mitzvahs aseh, she'ein bo kares, v'asa tshuva, ein azaz misham ad shemochlin lo miyat. Rabosai, even before we read the balance of this halach in the Rambam, you could already draw the following conclusion. What kinds of sins are classified by the Rambam in halach Dalet as kalos? Meaning that tshuva alone, independently, is mechaper. Anybody home? I mean, knock, knock. Only what? Only a mitzvah saseh shein b'karis, correct? Right. So again, when we talk about tshuva as an independent mechaper, the Rambam says that's only for kalos, meaning it's only for mitzvah saseh shein b'karis. Okay, now if you have any doubts about what I just told you, let's read the balance of the Rambam. Because the Rambam is very outspoken about this. The Rambam says, over al mitzvah lo saseh shein b'karis, v'lo mises bezdin, the asa tshuva is tshuva tole v'yom ha-kippur mechaper. In other words, a losaseh is considered, again, if we can use the word chamura, a losaseh chamuros, as far as the Rambam in Halacha Dalet is concerned, in which the Rambam states that tshuva alone is suspended, you know, it's not independently mechaper without what? Without Yom HaKippurim for mitzvahs losas. I mean, let's compare that to what we learned in Sarei Mishtalech. The Rambam says in Sarei Mishtalech that what's considered kalos, meaning that Sarei Mishtalech is an independent mechafa without tshuva, not only mitzvah aseh, but even what? Even mitzvah los aseh. Mitzvah los aseh, therefore, is classified as far as Sarei Mishtalech as what? As kalos. With regard to tshuva, the Rambam says that tshuva is an independent mechaper as far as kalos is concerned, but those kalos only include mitzvah aseh. When we cross the boundary into mitzvahs los aseh, now we're already into averis chamuros, and tshuva doesn't have the power to be mechaper unless you have the accompaniment of what? Of Yom HaKippur. So Rabbi Osei comes out the following, that we have two different I'll be right with you. We have two different standards of kalos v'chamuros. As far as Sarei Mishtalech is concerned, the standard of kalos includes not only mitzvah saseh, but also mitzvah lo saseh. But as far as tshuva is concerned, the standard changes, and your definition of kalos is limited to mitzvah saseh, and does not extend as far as lo saseh. Now tshuva is ineffective as far as the lo saseh, because it's an aver chamura, unless you have the accompaniment of what? Of tshuva. So again, I'm not saying there's a steer in the Rambam, but I'm just pointing out that.
I'm going to ask a question. I hope you're not going to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an extension of Gimel where it says that this mitzvah is not standing, therefore you don't have the mishloach.
Correct. No, again, the Rambam in Halacha Dalet is definitely speaking about tshuva without Sarei Mishtalech. That's not my point here. My only point is that what I find strange, and that's an understatement in the Rambam, is that his standards of kalos as far as Sarei Mishtalech and his standard of kalos as far as tshuva are two different standards. And then Nafka Mina is going to be lo saseh she'ein bo karis.
Now that you do have this, okay,
yeah.
What you have is that mitzvahs kalos, by either definition, once Yom Kippur comes, you get kapara if you did tshuva and Yom Kippur comes, right? So really now, I really only need the Sirei Mishtalech for beyond that point. Even though it has power over these things, there's no purpose to it because I need tshuva for even the Sirei Mishtalech.
I lost you, Alan. I lost you, Alan. If you're talking about lavim, let's say, for example, then insofar as the carbon was brought by the Kohen Gadol, the Sarei Mishtalech, I don't need tshuva at all. Because a lav, according to the Rambam, is classified as kalos with regard to Sarei Mishtalech. Are we on the same page?
Yeah, they are kalos, right?
Right.
Well, the Kohen is
misvided
for us, but anyway.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that was Yechiel's point from before. Exactly, what role does the vidui of the Kohen Gadol? What does it play? And maybe within the context of our discussion today, we'll have an answer to that question. I don't promise you. You know, it's a very complicated question.
All right, yeah.
But again, I just think that let me just summarize. Until this point, we've made two points. Point number one is that, as far as all the mechaperim are concerned, where the Rambam says they have to be accompanied by tshuva, Sarei Mishtalech becomes a revolution of sorts, an amazing power of a mechaper, because as far as kalos is concerned, Sarei Mishtalech is a mechaper without tshuva. That was point number one, and that's amazing unto itself. Point number two is that the Rambam has shifting standards or definitions of kalos versus chamuros if we compare and contrast in halacha beis Sarei Mishtalech, halacha dalet tshuva. As far as tshuva is concerned, a losas is considered an avera chamura, and therefore tshuva is ineffective as a mechaper without Yom HaKippurim. As far as your definition of a losasa with regard to Sarei Mishtalech, it is classified, a losasa is classified as what? As kala. Okay, that was my second point. Okay. Rabosai, let's try to move on. And I'm going to try to speak a little bit at the speed of light over here, but I want to see if I can. I have a chiddush, and I want to see if you'll buy into it. I know we have some people that as soon as I say the word chiddush, they're already sharpening their knives. So that's good. That's good. I like that. Okay. The Rambam opens Halacha Beis, and he says, "Sarei Mishtalech lefishu kapara lechol Yisrael." And then he goes on to tell you that the vidui of the Kohen Gadol is a lashon kol Yisrael. What I'd like to try to do with you is take the opening words of the Rambam in Halacha Beis, I don't know how many words there are, maybe the first six, eight words, and I want to conceptualize it. I want to conceptualize it in the world of Lamdus. And as you all know, I come from the world of Briska Torah here. What would you say if you wanted to rewrite the Rambam in terms of Lamdus in a very short, concise sentence? What is the Rambam conveying to us by saying that Tzoreh Mishtaleach Lefishu Kapora L'chol Yisrael?
Two different kinds of things.
There's two different kinds. Wait, wait, one second. Dr. Wolf Schlitter. Two different kinds of things. What do you mean by things? Mitch, what do you mean by things? Two different types of karbanos. What are the two different types of karbanos? And the Ram wants us to know where to classify Sarat Mishtaleach. Excellent. There's a karban yachid and there's a karban sivah. Which means that the Karban Yachid is Mechaper on the Avera of the Yachid. The Karban Tzibur is Mechaper on the Avera of the Tzibur. And there's a whole slew of Karbanos that are brought on behalf of the entire Tzibur, and they engender Kaparas HaTzibur. Says the Rambam, and I don't know what the Chiddush is in the Rambam, because I would have said this as a knee-jerk response if you woke me up for Slichas at 4 in the morning. I would have answered the question, what kind of carbon is Sarah Mishtaleach? Clearly, what is Sarah Mishtaleach? The Torah itself describes L'chol Adas Yisrael. It's a carbon sefer. It's a classic carbon sefer. So I don't know. The Rambam may want to introduce a Chiddush about the nature of the Vidui. I don't know. But one thing is crystal clear, and I would have said this even without the Rambam, Sarah Mishtaleach is a Kaparas HaTzibur. And insofar as Sarah Mishtaleach is a Karban HaTzibur, it takes on a very unique role and a very unique Kapara power, because if Sarah Mishtaleach engenders a Kapara HaTzibur, then what I need is that I, as an individual, as a Yachid, have to be part of what? In order to achieve the Kapara
HaTzibur.
I partake in the Tzibur. Okay, I pull out my my card. You know, I have a membership in the Tzibur, right? And if I have a membership in the Tzibur, then I achieve what?
Kapara
HaTzibur. Wait, Alan, please, I beg you, just give me 5 minutes. Okay. 5 minutes. I'm sorry. I know it's.
I want you to define.
I know I'm jeopardizing my relationship, and maybe you'll drop out of the shir because Rabbi Brozat is such a not a nice guy. But keep in mind, for 5 years I sat in the Rav Shir, and this what you hear from me is nothing compared to the Rav Shir. You came into the Rav Shir, and if he didn't like your nose, you were flat on the floor. So, you know, so take me with the 100 years ago, there was Rav Shivan Tells, Rav Michal Gordon, what was his name? Rav Gordon, I forgot his first name. Rav Blazer Gordon. Rav Blazer Tells him. I mean, if you breathe in the Shir, he made mincemeat out of you. You know, so again, Baruch Hashem, we live in a different society, you know, everything is, you know, with democracy and everything. But, yeah, go ahead, Alan. What'd you want to say?
I don't want to ask, I just want you to tell me what you mean when you say Kaporis at Tzibur. What do you mean? What hate of the Tzibur are you talking about? You're talking about hate of the Tzibur.
So again, the Rambam says the following. I think he's answering your question. The Rambam says, Sarah Mishtaleach Mechaper Al Kol Avero Shematorah. I think he's answering your question. This like the Rambam is not willing to exclude anything. Again, the Rambam will qualify himself in saying that there are certain averos which the Rambam describes as chamuros that require what? In addition to Sarah Mishtaleach. Tshuva, correct? Those are the chamuros. As far as the kalos, the Rambam says, Sarah Mishtaleach is mechaper even without tshuva. But one thing is crystal clear, the Rambam gives, he attributes to the Sarah Mishtaleach all the power to be mechaper for all the averos. And what I'm trying to drive at or get to, and I think you already chap what I'm about to say, is that the power of Sarah Mishtaleach is superior to all the other mechaperim that we have, and it's unique in the constellation because this is a machaper that's kaporas hatzibur. We spoke about chatos, and we spoke about osham, and osham vadeh, and osham tolui, and we spoke about yisurim, and misa, and every single machaper on the list in Halacha Aleph is a machaper for whom? The yachid. What I'm trying to drive at here is that perhaps the reason why Sar Meshlech is such an amazing chiddush, and it is so radical in the constellation of Mechaprim, that it could be Mechaper for all Averis, and for some, and I would even say for most, without tshuva, which is something that we haven't encountered, and even when we get to Yom Kippur, the end of Halacha Gimel, the Rambam requires tshuva, is the answer is because there's some power of a kaparas hatzibur that's inherent in the Sar Meshtaleach. Again, this may seem simple to you, but to me, that's a beautiful chiddush.
All I was asking is when you
that's not my chiddush for today.
No, I know.
That's poshut, what I just told you.
But what I'm trying to find out is when you say kapara for the tzibur, that means there's a case of a tzibur.
No, he's talking about kol averus of every single yochid.
That means the case of every individual
correct.
Member of the tzibur.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean just the case of the tzibur.
Correct. But I'm adding one proviso. Reuven violated Shabbos. Shimon ate a piece of non-kosher food. Levi took a shvuah sheker. Would the soya be mechaper for Reuven, Shimon, and Levi? The answer is yes. But there's one proviso. If it's an avera chamura, if it's an avera chamur, you need tshuva. Therefore, let's go over it again. I don't remember what I just said to you. But one person ate chazat treif. Is the sar hamishtalech mechaper on him without tshuva? The answer is yes. The other person took a shvua shav or he violated the Shabbos. Then there's no sar hamishtalech without tshuva. So when we take each individual, we have to really analyze, you know, what his averos are and did he do tshuva? There's not a carte blanche. Power of Sar Meshlech to be mechaper for all these people, for all their averos, unless they did tshuva. If they did tshuva, then it's all encompassing. But if they didn't do tshuva, then the Sar's power becomes limited to what? To kalos. And now, Rabbosai, answer the following question. But do me a favor, leave out Shvuah Sheker, because that's not for us today. I'm drawing a blank on Shvuah Sheker. But with the exception of Shvuah Sheker, just for the time being, put Shvuah Sheker, Shvuah Shav in brackets. Why does an Avera Chamura require tshuva, according to the Rambam, with regard to the Sar Meshtaleach?
That seems like a no-brainer.
Okay, good. Just tell me what the no-brainer is, you.
Why didn't you need tshuva? Because it's the severity of the...
No, go one step further.
You've excluded yourself from tshuva.
Yes. Here's my man.
What do you think?
Because Sar Meshtaleach could be mechaper as a kaparas hatzibur if you are a card-carrying member of the tzibur.
So we say kaparas is...
Exactly. Because what does the pasuk say? The nechrasa nefesh ahi me'ameh. He excludes himself from Am Yisrael. And I once heard from the Rav Zichron Levracha that the chumrah of kares is that it undermines your status as a member of the tzibur. Now, Rabosa, I want to come back to this point later. I have a lot to talk about. It's not so poshut that v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-hime-ameh, without tshuva, yet I'm talking about, completely excludes you from the tzibur. I think there are two different definitions of the tzibur. And b'li neder, I'm hoping we'll get a chance to talk about that. But be that as it may, we're saying two chidushim here. Number one, why is it that Sar Meshtaleach has this wondrous, miraculous power of tshuva, of kapar, that it could be mechaper even without tshuva, at least as far as kalos is concerned? The answer is because of what the Rambam started in his introduction, Halachah Beis, that the nature of Sar Meshtaleach is what kind of carbon? It's a carbon tzibur, and the kapar, therefore, that's engendered by this carbon is a carbon tzibur, and therefore, if you're part of the tzibur, the carbon is mechaper on behalf of the tzibur. However, The Rambam says chamuros need the accompaniment of tshuva. And here we're saying a second yisod, because an avera chamura puts your status as a member of the tzibur into question. And that's understating it, because the pasuk says v'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'amel. If that be the case, Rabosai, that has nothing to do with halacha dalit. Halacha dalit is, the Rambam is addressing a different question. What power as a mechaper is inherent in tshuva, independent of any other mechaperim? To what extent is tshuva an automatic mechaper? And the answer to the Ram, in the Rambam is only for averos kalos biyoser, which means mitzvah saseh. And again, if you ask me philosophically, what's the difference between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh? I believe that the answer is that a lo saseh is like, it's like taking the melech and you know, violating his command. That's, you know, like, I don't want to use the mashal of the Malatanya, you know, that it's, you know, it's like la'avdil, it's like taking the melech and putting him into mud. Okay, we'll say it like that. Yeah, whatever it is, it's much more chomer than an essay. But be that as it may, the question of kapara in halacha dalid has nothing to do with the question of kapara in halacha beis, because whereas halacha beis is addressing kapara satzibur, halacha dalid is addressing kapara hayoch. Oh, Rabosai, now we're ready for the major chakir of today. What is the kapara power of Yom HaKippur? I'm going to offer two possible answers to that question. One answer is that every yochid comes in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam on Yom HaKippur seeking a kapara sayochid. We're not talking about a carbon here, we're talking about Yom HaKippurim with all its sanctity. Itzumo shel Yom Mechaper, but to the Yachid. Well, nay, no. Yom HaKippurim is a kapara for the entire tzibur. It's a Mechaper on the entire tzibur. So I have here a sefer. If you don't own it, you have to get a hold of it. It's called Al HaTshuva. And for me, this is like the Bible on tshuva. And listen to what it says here. This is the chasima of every bracha that we'll recite in Yirtz Hashem in just 2 days' time, starting kicking off in 2 days. Baruch atah Hashem, melech mochel v'solech la'avonoseinu, u'li'avonos amo beis Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik was bothered. Why this superfluous or redundant language? Why do we say lavonosenu, our sins, ulavonos amo beis Yisrael? I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soleach aravonos, it means lavonos amo beis Yisrael. And the Rav wanted to suggest the following, that Yom HaKippurim has a double power of kapara. Avonoseinu means the sins of each and every individual. As a yochid, I come in front of Lifnei Hashem Titaru and I achieve Ki b'ayom hazeh yechaper alech. But that's not alone. That's not the end of the story. Ulavonos amo beis Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day is mechaper for beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael means the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. If this be the case, Rabosai, perhaps we begin to understand the Tosus Yishonim that we started with. The Tosus Yishonim asks the following question. According to Revi, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper Bein Shav Bein Enoshav. If that be the case, so why was there a Churban Beis HaMikdash? And why do we recite Mibnei Chataeinu Golinim Eretzeinu? Says the Tosus Yishonim, no, don't misunderstand Rebbe. Rebbe admits that the kapara power of Yom HaKippurim without tshuva is an incomplete one. Kapara gemura requires tshuva. What does that mean? There are two kaparas on Yom HaKippur, and Rebbe holds that without tshuva, you can achieve one of those two kaparas, but not the other. Which element of kapara can you achieve, according to Rebbe, without tshuva? Only kaparas hatzibur. For the kaparas hayochid, Rebbe admits that you need tshuva. To the extent in which I am part of Beis Yisrael, even without tshuva, Rebbe maintains Yom HaKippurim is machaper. The Chacham rejected. But Rebbe holds there's something in Yom HaKippurim that effectuates a kapara for Gan's Klal Yisrael. That kapara is very similar to what? To Sarah Mishtaleh. Just like we suggested in Sarah Mishtaleh, that because of its status as a Korban Tzivur, in generating a Kaporas HaTzivur, Yom HaKippurim has that element as well. And to some extent, as long as I'm part of the Tzivur, I don't need what? I don't need Tshuva. That's Yom HaKippurim according to Rebbe. There's a Kapara power of Yom HaKippurim. But says the Tos Yisharim, don't think for one moment that that kapara power is complete and it wipes out all our sins. Insofar as we stand as yechidim on Yom HaKippurim, even Rebbe agrees that we need tshuva. And if you'd ask me, again, it's very difficult to answer this question, but if you took these two kaparos and put them on a scale, you know, let's say I have numbers from 0 to 100, which kapara is more than 50 and which kapara is less than 50? I would suggest that according to Tos Yishonim, the kapara of the yachid is more than 50%. The kapara satzivah is less. Meaning, when the Mishnah says, Yom HaKippurim im ha-tshuva, which according to Tos Yishonim reflects even the sheet of Rebbe, it means that tshuva is primary even with regard to Rebbe on Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim without tshuva engenders a kapara of the tzibur, but that kapara is not enough. In fact, I would say that kapara is a kapara tfela. It's secondary. It may protect us from certain serious punishments. But if we don't achieve a kaparas hayochid, if we don't come with our own individual process of tshuva, then with all due respect to kaparas hatzibur, it's not going to cut the mustard. Mipnei chataeinu galinim yaratzeinu means that every individual member of Klal Yisrael, even after Yom Kippur, is still in bad straits as a yochid. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, He judges us not just as a tzibur, He judges us as yechidim as well. And therefore, mipnei chataeinu galinim yaratzeinu, the kapara is incomplete.
Yeah, I just want to say how this works practically. So if take an individual, comes Yom Kippur, he has only one Avera. He's Mechal Shabbat. According to Rebbe, now there's two in Yom Kippur. There's the kapara satzibur, kapara satyachi. He doesn't do kapara satyachi, he doesn't do tshuva.
Right.
But according to Rebbe, according to the way we also, the Yom Kippur has the kapara satzibur does something. Now on the books, Hashem says, okay, I give you Kabbarat Tzibur, but it's still on your book. I can't wipe it away.
Right.
So what did it do? What did the Kabbarat Tzibur do?
The Kabbarat Tzibur reduces the punishment.
So now he wouldn't get Kabbarat, so that you get something else.
Yep.
Okay, so that's it. So
but Yechiel, I thought you were about to ask my question, my bomb question. No, you were about to, again, Rabosa was saying that according to Rebbe, if a man is Mechal Shabbos and he doesn't do tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, which kind of Kapara does it give him? Does the Kabbarat Tzibur, anybody have a cash on that? Yeah, it's Kari Sulamala. We just finished saying that according to the Rambam in Perek Alpha Lokabez with regard to Sarav Mishtaleach, Sarav Mishtaleach without tshuva, insofar as it generates a Kabbarat Tzibur, is effective without tshuva as far as Kalos is concerned. But once he crosses the red line into Chamuros, for example, he violates a Chiv Kares and certainly Kalvachomer Chiv Misa, he forfeits the kapara of the tzibur because he has given up his card-carrying membership in the tzibur. Rebbe doesn't make that distinction. Rebbe is willing to say that the kapara power of Yom HaKippurim, insofar as it's a kapara satzibur, avonos be'amcha beis Yisrael, is mechapri without tshuva, even for someone who's mechal Shabbos, even for someone who ate chelev, and he v'nichus ha-nefesh ha-yimei. Why doesn't he forfeit his membership in the tzibur, and therefore willy-nilly forfeit his kapara satzibur on Yom HaKippurim?
That's a good question.
If the Rav was here and he would have said that to me, I would have been very happy.
But
the Rav is not here. If he was here, I'm telling you the truth. Rav Osir, I'm not exaggerating now. If the Rav were alive today and I had 2 minutes of private, what's it called? Private audience with the Rav, this is the question I would ask. I wouldn't ask him, Rebbe, how you feeling? I wouldn't ask you, Rebbe, why didn't you accept the job of Rav Roshi of Klal Yisrael? Why don't you celebrate Yom HaTzmaut? I wouldn't have asked any of those questions. None of those questions count for me. They're bupkis. What I would ask him is, according to Rebbe, how could Yom HaKippurim engender a kaparas HaTzibur for someone who violated an Avera Chamura that takes him out of the Tzibur? And I wonder what the Rav would have answered.
I want to ask something similar to that, though the same line. The Tosfos Yeshanim is asking very good, because even according to what you're saying right now, but since there was a Yom Kippur all this time,
right?
Why was there a Korban Beis Hamikdash?
Right.
Because the Puranas of a Korban Beis Hamikdash is not a Puranas HaYakid, it's a Puranas of the Tzibur.
Right.
And for that, Yom Kippur should be Mechaper.
Okay.
Mechaper, so how is there, where is there a Korban
Beis Hamikdash? What I'm suggesting is that,
I can get you.
I don't know, you may have another Mahalach, but and we really have to rack our brains on this problem about Churban HaBayis, but I believe that when we say Mipnei Chatayenu, Galita Baratzeinu, we're talking about the Chatayim of every individual. We're not talking about some sort of massive collective sin. But Hasa Mismale, says Chazal, say, when the Tzibur made up of so many millions of Yechidim have such a heavy weight of Averos that haven't achieved Kapara and Klal Yisrael Chashom hasn't done Tshuva, or most of the people have, then, as the Rambam says, there's going to be a
except it doesn't happen because Yom Kippur wipes it out, and these people die off every time.
Again, but Yom Kippur was saying Kohen Tosfos Yeshanim and Rebbe could only be mechaper for the as a kapara tzibur. That's only a partial kapara. But if the yachid doesn't undergo a profound individual personal process of tshuva, he does not achieve the kapar of Yom Kippur as far as kapar yachid is concerned. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu judges Klal Yisrael not only as an entity indivisible, but also as an amalgamation of so many individuals, and all those individuals are chasham rishoyim. That's gonna bring about the churb. Again, you may have another mahalach. I don't know. We have to rack our brains. That's what I'm just saying. Daniel, did you want to say something?
Doesn't Rebbe just have a slightly different bar level than the Rambam following the Chachamim? In that he says, the Rambam says, Mr. Chamuras,
right.
But Rebbe actually says there are three cases, Perik, Ol, and Galapanim, and above those levels, even for the Tzibur, I presume, it's within this era.
No, but Rebbe holds that even if you don't fast on Yom Kippur, you get the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim. That's certainly a Chiv Kares. Right, so how could someone be eating on Yom Kippur and Rebbe says you're machab?
I'll drink to that.
So Rabosa, I just want to suggest a possible mahalach here. Again, I truth be told, if the Rebbe was here, he'd probably throw me out of shear for this. But what I think is that maybe according to Rebbe, there are two concepts with regard to Tzibur. There's one concept called Tzibur, and there's another concept called Beis Yisrael. I'll give you an example. For example, the millions of examples that flood my mind now. I mean, an Isha, for example, she part of the Tzibur. Maybe she's not part of a Tzibur technically, but she's certainly part of Beis Yisrael. For example, when the Rambam opens up Perikei Milchus Yisodi HaTorah, and he writes, "Call Beis Yisrael Mitzuvah B'Kiddush Hashem HaGodol Hazeh," and he gives examples of a married woman and whether she's Mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem or not. Obviously, Call Beis Yisrael includes men and women. Even children are included, even though a child cannot be counted as part of a Tzibur. Or I'll give you another example. Let's say. A person is a mumar l'kala Torah kula. It could be that at some point or another, is a reza nechshav ke'akum, that he really forfeits his status as a Jew in halach. A mishumad might, again, there may be. What I'm suggesting is that there are two different concepts. There's a concept of a Rasha. A Rasha is a Poshea b'Yisrael, but he's still part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And then there may be a different definition called Base Yisrael. And in order to forfeit your card carrying membership in Base Yisrael, it's not enough that you're a Russia. You have to go beyond that. You know, you have to become a Meshumim, let's say. Again, we have to study all these concepts in depth. But I think what Rebbe is saying is that as far as your definition of Tzibur is concerned, then Enochinami v'nichrusa nefesh ahimei ameha. For the example, in the case of Sarah Mishtalech, takes you out of the Tzibur, because Tzibur is a very definite, circumscribed halachic concept. But Rebbe wants to say that Yom HaKippurim has a power to be mechaper even to people who are not members of that technical, legal body called Tzibur. You know, they're not in that company. They don't have stocks in that company. But as long as they're part of Beis Yisrael, there's a concept of Lavonos Beis Yisrael. Someone could be excluded from the Tzibur as a halachic entity, but he still maintains his status as what? As a member of Beis Yisrael. Rebbe's Chiddush is that the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim is not for the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. It even goes beyond that to encompass Beis Yisrael. Not the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, but Beis Yisrael. For example, I don't know, one of the cases that Rebbe gives is someone who's Megalopanim L'Torah. If he's Megalopanim L'Torah, or for example, Mefer Bris, could be that Bris Mila, in addition to being part of what? Of all the mitzvahs at Torah, Bris Mila has a separate category. That Bris Mila gives you a status as Beis Yisrael. And if a person forfeits his status of Mila, he's made for Bris, perhaps he loses his status even as a member of Beis Yisrael. I don't know. But Rabosai, here's my Chiddush of the day. Okay? I want to suggest the following. That the Rambam says, again, going back to read the Rambam in Halacha Beis, Im lo asa tshuva, ein asoya mechaper lo ela al hakalos. Can somebody describe the scenario to me? Yechiel, help me out over here, practically. Flesh it out. A, B, C, and D. What happened here? Do you have the Rambam?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give me a case. What did Reuven do? What did he say? Okay, he ate treif. No.
He didn't shake his lulav.
No, Rabosai. Read it again. Read it again. Well, let's read it together. Avlim lo asa tshuva, ein asor mechaper lo ela ala kalos. What did this guy do? He ate treif?
No.
He ate treif, that's true. He did eat treif. But what else did he do?
He didn't shake his lulav.
No, Rabosai. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's not how I read the Rambam. The Rambam is talking, I think, about someone who violated kalos and chamuros.
Okay.
And the Rambam says that if he violates both kalos and chamuros, and he did not do tshuva, then what happens to the Sar Mishtalef vis-a-vis this individual?
Only the kalos.
Anybody have a kasha? Again, but first of all, you have to, you know, don't, because after you hear the kasha, then you can say, no, let's reread the Rambam. But I want to know if you all are on board that this is the correct reading of the Rambam. The Rambam is describing a person who violated both kalos and chavurus.
So he's still kicked out of the Tzibur. How does it work even for the kalos?
I don't get it. According to what we're saying, that Sar Mishtalech has an amazing power insofar as it engenders a kaparas hatzibur, but if you violate an avera chamura, then you're not part of the tzibur. How can Sar Mishtalech be mechaper on the kalos? Again, if you talk about Reuven who only ate chazatreif, fine. Sar Mishtalech is mechaper, and that's amazing. He's part of the tzibur, fine. But if you're telling me that avera chamura, the nichrus hanefesh ahi me'ameh, as Mitch said before, takes you out of the tzibur, is b'meila, Sar Mishtalech cannot be mechaper. Why is it mechaper for the kalos? He should forfeit all of the kapar power of Sar Mishtalech.
That's why I wanted to know what you define it as the tzibur is, and what is it a sum total of the averas of the yechidim, or is there something beyond that?
Right. Okay, as I told you, Alan, you're on a different path, and that could be correct. But here's my chiddush. I want to say the following. The pasuk says in Parshas Nitzavim, Li'avracha bibris Hashem Elokecha. Who remembers the next word? Uvalaso. So Valaso, Chazal say, Ein Ola Ela Shvua.
Right.
Okay. Good. Now, Klal Yisrael entered into a bris. Parshas Nitzavim. And this bris was entered into, state and pasuk, together with what? A shvua. Okay. Now, the Rambam says in Perek Alef Halacha Aleph that when a person recites vidui, he starts his vidui by saying Ana Hashem. Says Lecha Mishnah that vidu requires enunciating the shame of Hashem. Again, I'm not going to recommend anyone do that. It's just in lumdus. But that's how the Lecha Mishnah interprets it. And the Lecha Mishnah says that when a person recites vidu, he takes a shvua by mentioning Hashem, the shame of Hashem. And that shvua justifies what the Rambam says in Halacha Beis when he describes resolution, meaning Kabbalah Alahaba, the Yoid Olav Yodea Talumos Shali Olam Enochoza Lidoverze. Says Lech Mishnah, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be made that he'll never violate this Avera? Because his Vidui was accompanied by what? By a Shmu. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Nedarim that Nishboim Lekayim is a mitzvah. I can take a Shvua to fulfill a mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Kidei lezeruze nafshe." So the Rav said once, when we learned this Gemara in Nedarim, and you'll see, by the way, in Rabbi Reichman's book on Nedarim, the Rav says that the shvua that the Gemara is talking about in Nedarim is the shvua of Parshas Nitzavim. If a person continuously violates an avera, and it's refuya biyado, he's not able to overcome his yetzahara with regard to that avera, so in such a case he should take a shvua. Why? Because the Torah says that when we entered into the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that bris was substantiated by what? By a shvua. So the Rav assumes that the bris, once it's violated, meaning a person eats chazer and he can't overcome his temptation to eat the chazer, then he took a shvua not to eat chazer. That was the bris that he entered into, and that bris has been violated. Says the Rav, he has to re-enter into the bris
with a shvua.
How does he re-enter into the bris? With a shvua. Not the shvua as Parshas Matas, you know, with all the dinim of, you know, haflos, peh, and so forth and so on, and kikarban if you require hadfasa. No, just the shvua that says, I take a shvua that I sinned, and I will not return to violate this sin. That shvua itself allows him to re-enter into the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this be the case, then Rabbosai, I think maybe we can go back to the Rambam in Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, "Mayna kalos u'mayna chamuros," and the Rambam differentiates between chivay kares and less than chayiv kares. Correct. So perhaps what the Rambam means to say is that, with regard to the shvua that we took as individuals, and we entered into the bris of Hashem, right? We avrcha bris Hashem uva olaso. So the Rambam says the following, that there's a difference between kalos and chamuros. And the Rambam wants to analyze and classify every single avera unto itself, and classify that avera, describe it as either kala or chamura. And the Rambam says the following, that as far as kaparas, Mishtalech is concerned, the Rambam says that an avera chamura removes you not only from the bris on the individual avera, but on the general bris that encompasses all the averos. And once you do so, you forfeit, as we said before, your membership in the tzibur and the kapara of of Sarvish Taleach is suspended. But the Rambam says the following, with regard to Kalos, those Averos Kalos, since they don't remove you from the Tzibur, it means that the Bris that you entered into on that on those Averos Kalos is not how do you say in English? Mufar. How do you say? It's not
disabled.
No, I'm looking for a word. It's not desecrated.
Abrogated.
It's not abrogated. The excellent word. The bris is not abrogated with regard to the averos kalos. Again, in our situation today, we don't have this sorry mishtaleach, so we need to re-enter the bris as far as averos kalos because we don't have any way of reinstituting the bris that was nichras, that was established with regard to that particular avera. So the man ate chazetreif. How is he going to recreate that bris with regard to that particular avera? The answer is he's going to have to take the olah once again, because the olah that substantiates that bris is completely violated. Correct? That's with regard to our situation today, Bisman Azeh. But if we turn the clock back to the time of Migdash, when the Kohen Gadol brought the Sar Mishlech on behalf of all Klal Yisrael, because of the nature of the Avera as Avera Kala, the Bris is not abrogated with regard to that Avera, even if he doesn't do Tshuva, even if he doesn't substitute a Shvua for the original Shvua through which he established the Bris. And therefore, the Rambam says the following, that if the Sarei Mishtaleach is brought, and a person violates both Averos, Kalos, and Chamuros, then since with regard to Averos, Kalos, the Bris is not abrogated, the Kapara power of Sarei Mishtaleach could extend and include the Averos, Kalos. But with regard to Chamuros, the Bris that he entered, with regard to that particular Avera Chamura, let it be Shabbos or Chalef, whatever it might be, has been completely undermined, completely abrogated, and therefore the Sarei Mishtaleach cannot be Mechaper on the Averas Chamuros. So basically what the Rambam is saying now is that Sarei Mishtaleach has a power of being Mechaper with regard to Averos Kalos, and what's the, how shall I say, the superpower, the marvelous power of Kapara of Sarei Mishtaleach, it's that without the Sarei Mishtaleach, the bris with regard to these Averas Kalos, one by one, each individual Avera, was completely abrogated. And therefore you can only reinstitute it by doing what? By doing Tshuva. And Tshuva has to be accompanied by what? By Shem Hashem, which is a Shvu according to the Lechem Mishnah. Because now the bris, which bris hyphenated shvua, has been violated. Now I need a bris with a shvua. The bris is totally dependent upon that shvua. The power of Sarei Mishtaleach is to be mechaper on kalos without tshuva. And why is that so? Because in that case, the violation of the bris, the violation of the shvua that accompanied the bris, is not, does not abrogate the bris entirely, and therefore the Sarei Mishtaleach could be mechaper on the kalos. Meaning, what am I changing here? What I'm trying to shift here, and I haven't yet completed the picture, is to shift the emphasis from the totality of the status of a person as either part of the tzibur or not part of the tzibur, shift that not to the from the totality to the individual sin. And the Rambam is now establishing that when you ask the question, are you still a ben bris, even without tshuva, the answer is it depends on the avera. The avera, if it's a kala, does not abrogate the bris. And therefore, the Sarei Mishtaleach could be mechaper on the Avera Kala, even without Tshuva. What's significant about the Avera Chamura? The Avera Chamura now undermines the Bris, and therefore it makes it impossible for the Sarei Mishtaleach to be mechaper on the Chamura, unless what? unless you do tshuva and you reestablish the bris with regard to the avera chamura. Again, we're not talking about the totality of the individual. We're not asking a question about his status, but rather we're shifting the focus to the status of the individual chait.
What you have is tariyak tzibur. You have tariyak tzibur in them. Because every mitzvah, you could be a part of the tzibur for that mitzvah, but not part of the tzibur for another mitzvah.
Correct. So in other words, when I enter into this bris of Parshas Nitzavim, I'm entering into 613 brisos. Every mitzvah requires its own bris. And if I violate that mitzvah, I got to reestablish the bris.
So what's the concept of the tzibur then?
So what I'm suggesting is that if it's an avera kala, the chiddush is that the kapara power of soreh mishtaleach is able to what? To overlook the hafaras habris with regard to the avera kala, and to maintain that bris and bring kapara. Whereas with regard to avera chamura, the soreh mishtaleach doesn't have the power of reestablishing that bris with regard to the avera chamura, and therefore it needs what? It needs tshuva. What's the purpose of tshuva? The purpose of tshuva is to reestablish the bris with regard to that particular avera. And that's what the Gemara means in the Doran. Minayin shenishboim lekaimis ha-mitzvahs. It means that I have violated a mitzvah and now I'm going to take a shvua. It means the process of tshuva. That shvua is a shvua shel bris, because the purpose of tshuva is to reestablish the bris with regard to that. With regard to that affair.
But what's the svar again? You see, we had the svar before because I lost my car and carry membership, but that svar doesn't work
right
anymore. So what's the svar to say it's mechaf on the kalas and outcome?
What I'm suggesting is that since an avera chamura has the power of the nichrisa, therefore the abrogation of the bris is a very severe one. The v'nichrasa tells me that this avera is so severe, because the Torah says v'nichrasa with regard to this avera, that such an avera undermines the bris with regard to those averas chamuros. Not like what we said before, that he's completely out of the tzibur. If he's completely out of the tzibur, so how could the soreh mishtaleach be mechaper on the kalos? What we're suggesting is that the amazing power of the soreh mishtaleach is to maintain the existence of the bris as far as the kalos are concerned, even without tshuva, meaning somehow the soreh mishtaleach power establishes that this avera, since it doesn't have the potential of a nichrasa, that avera will not undermine the bris as far as that kala is concerned. And therefore he can achieve kapara, and a complete kapara,